Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord, where we talk about the astrology and energies of right now and in the week ahead. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. Thank you for connecting. It is great to know that we're all in this together, that we're all feeling these energies together, and that we have support in the collective and with each other. So it is currently April 18th, 2018. And if you are new to this program, welcome and thank you for finding this show. I have been doing this podcast since 2012. And so there is an extensive library on many topics, not just astrology. Through the years, I've covered so much about consciousness, spiritual growth, relationships, soulmates, twin flames, lightworker topics, ascension, star seeds, all kinds of awesome things. So please check out the library. And I've intentionally left these shows up so that they are available to you to find when you need them. If you would like to know more about me, I have three websites. The main one is ConsciousCoolChic.com. I am a published author of 12 books, and I have some spiritual teachings on that website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. And then I also have my business development website that's for healers, authors, spiritual experts, spiritual teachers to help you with your business, to get you out there more. You can find that at mollymccord.online. And then I have a new astrology-only website that is focused on the transits and the new moons and the full moons and the eclipses, all kinds of awesome information. And that is at consciousintuitiveastrology.com. Yes, I like having a million things going on at once, and that's what I thrive in. So that's why I have all these different things that are happening, and I hope that they are supportive for you and what you need right now. So we are on the other side, friends, of a new moon. We had the Aries new moon at 26 degrees of Aries on April 15th and 16th, and we also had Mercury stationing direct after being in retrograde since March 22nd. We also have Saturn stationing retrograde at 9 degrees of Capricorn. We have more planets moving in and being in Earth signs, and we're moving towards a full moon at the end of this month. So let's get to it and talk about each of these things, because when there are multiple energies moving on, it's important to know your astrology chart, because some of these are going to be more powerful or more the stronger energy for you than other energies. All right, so let's talk about Mercury stationing direct. Mercury was at 4 degrees of Aries when he turned. He stopped. First he stops, and then he goes forward. So there's always a pause. There's not, it's kind of like the stillness in the air. It's that sense of waiting for the next push forward. It's just a stationary place. And then his energy picks up in this week ahead. But the beginning of this week was that stopping point, especially with the new moon. So Mercury is now moving forward. He's now at 5 degrees. And it's going to take him until May 3rd to clear his shadow. That means from now until May 3rd, he's covering terrain he was already visiting. He's going back over it for the third and final time. And this is when we get things straight. We have clarity. We have the inspiration. We know what we want. We know the details. We have more information. We have more of the story. And now you feel like you can make some solid decisions, or at least you have an idea of where you're ready to go next. Mercury is a traveler. In Aries, he travels fast and swift and quick. He's also very gut level. It's an instinctual response in Aries. It's that quick, I know the answer, or that, oh, I feel it in my gut response. The Aries energy is in your first primal feeling. It's connected with your ego, or what you want next, what is true for you, what you feel you need. It's also connected to your root chakra and your sense of identity and your sense of I am me. And is that in a healthy place? Is your root chakra feeling healthy, clean, clear, strong, glowing red? Or is it a little murky and a little angry, too impulsive, too impatient? With the Aries energy, we're ready to get up and go, and we don't want to wait. But we've had this energy since March 22nd of things have to slow down. Well, now that slowdown should pay off, and you should feel that you're in a much better place because you gave it time. It's not just you. It's decision makers around you. It's maybe why someone hasn't gotten back to you about something, or if things are uncertain in your job, or if you're waiting to hear back from someone in your family or a friend. You know, everyone feels this energy. And so it's better to wait to get the answer and the information and then move ahead. So that's what we're in right now. And so Mercury will clear his shadow. That's at 16 degrees of Aries, and that's May 3rd. So you'll get that sense of cleanup right now. Okay, I know this, or I got the answer for that. So-and-so finally got back to me. They know a direction. I have an idea. I'm going to figure out. Or it even could be that you feel information come through out of the blue. Just all of a sudden, you've got that inspiration or that quick hit. This is it. This is it. This is it. So know that your mind is going to start to pick up speed. Things go fast in Aries. So the ideas come in quickly, and then the words can happen quickly. You can speak too fast. You can say something without thinking. But ultimately, we're supposed to understand what matters to us right now. Now, the sun is currently finishing up in Aries. And in fact, today, April 18th, the sun is conjunct Uranus. So we have a lot of dynamic Aries energy still happening for the next few days. And the purpose of this energy is really to light your fire, is to get you feeling confident in who you are. Now, the house placement in your natal chart is where this energy comes up and out. And so it's different for each of us. And it does depend on your chart. Like I said at the start of the show, we feel these energies different. I mean, the sun in Aries could be working with you more strongly, and that's what you're feeling. Or perhaps you're feeling the Saturn energy more than the sun. So this energy will be different for each person. That's why it helps to know your chart. So the sun is finishing up in Aries, and it's always the initiation time of the zodiac, the beginning point, something gets started, a new journey, a new cycle, new inspiration, a new birthing of your energy. I feel it as a birthing in your energy field that is ready to be seen. We meet new parts of ourselves in Aries. You see a new talent or a new dream, a new project, something new in your life that you want to create, experience, or manifest. And this energy can feel bubbly and exciting and sparkly. And it surges up, and it's a feeling and it's an excitement that you can't deny. And then as the sun moves into Taurus, which happens on April 20th, we know that something, that inspiration has to be made real. How is this going to come together? How do I realistically and practically put this into form, into shape? And what about the money part of it? Because in our world, in this world of time and physicality, practical matters include finances and how we have to pay for something. So when the energy moves into Taurus, we look at how much does it cost? How much do I have to invest? How much do I get paid? How much do I have to spend? How much money am I going to make? We look at all of that. And that helps guide us into the decision-making process of this new idea, this new thing that came up. And so the Taurus energy slows it down. The amazing thing about astrology is that every sign is very different from the sign that comes next. Aries is masculine energy. It is fast-moving. It's an initiator. Taurus energy is slower, an observer, and feminine. After Taurus is Gemini, an air sign, speedy, quick thinker, masculine, let's get something going. Then it's Cancer. Wait a minute, how do I feel about this? Feminine, let me listen to my intuition. So there's this lovely kind of melody of the zodiac where we have this ongoing dichotomy of masculine and feminine energies coming in and moving out and flowing. And it's meant to help keep us in alignment, especially when we're aware of it. So we understand that, okay, you want to get something started and it's coming perhaps from an ego, a sense of, I can do this, I know I can. And then the feminine energy of Taurus says, well, my darling, what is it worth? What does it mean to you? And is it true for you? Because if you only do something that's created from your ego, it's only going to take you so far. But if you bring in your feminine qualities of your heart and trusting and allowing yourself to be supported, well, then it gets stronger. So we're moving into Taurus energy. And with this, we're moving into more planets in Earth signs. So Earth signs are all about our physical world, our body, like I said, money, what we need in our lives to survive on this planet. And the Earth signs not only ground us, but they require us to stay grounded and to stay practical in our human journey and our human selves. Because especially when you're on a spiritual journey and you see things from a higher perspective, well, yes, but now we have the reality of time. And what can you do in a day, and what can you commit to? And we have the reality of finances, and we have the reality of cause and effect. And, you know, we have to take some things very seriously. So the Earth signs simplify us because they basically draw the barriers or the boundaries of what we can really do. And ask any Earth sign person, if you have strong Earth in your chart, you know that, okay, well, what does this look like? Show me. I need to see it because it is a physical creation, or it's concerned with what is tangible. Again, brings us down to Earth. The Earth signs are about our integration of our spiritual self into our physical body. And so our bodies can have more messages for us with the Earth signs that we have to tend to, we have to look at. We have to look at our health, our food, nutrition, exercise, all of that with all of the Earth signs. And we pay attention to, well, what is happening here on the planet, on Mother Earth? What is our relationship with Gaia? And are we giving Gaia the grounding and love and attention that she needs? And we can do that spiritually or energetically, but are we also doing it in a very realistic way? And that's as simple as some of the policies and laws that are passed around global warming or deforestation. All of these things that are about the Earth are going to become more prevalent. And that's especially true because Uranus is going to enter Taurus in May. And this is a big deal. It's only going to happen once in your lifetime. Most likely, it happens every 84 years. Uranus takes 84 years to go around the full zodiac. So Uranus is entering Taurus for the first time in 84 years, and he's going to bring up everything related to the Earth. And I'm going to do a special show on the Uranus and Taurus transit so that you can have a heads up. We'll talk about the energy of it. It'll be similar to the show I did for you, Chiron in Aries. Be sure and listen to that show if you haven't caught it yet, because that talks about the shift that just happened this past week. Again, the Aries energy. And it's important to know if that Chiron in Aries energy is going to be working with you over the next 8 years. So we're having planets move into Earth signs that bring us back to Earth, ground us, and make us tend to our 3D lives. Even though we feel at times like we're in the fifth dimension and beyond, or we're just, you know, in other places, we are here. You are here. You are on this planet. And we need those reminders and that connection as well to enjoying the most of our physicality and being here on Earth. And so the sun in Taurus is going to help you find those pleasures and find those simple joys, whether it is going for a hike, visiting the mountains, going camping, playing in your garden, planting the latest flowers or vegetables or fruits. It's that sense of touching, physically touching the earth, and feeling that connection. And seeing as well how the earth supports us. Look in your fridge. How many fruits and veggies do you have? Those are from the earth. Look around your home. How many things are made with wood and any other natural ingredients from the earth? You know, we need water. We need everything about our survival essentially comes down to our relationship to the earth. So it would be a lovely time to focus on that energy and to look at how it is supporting you and sustaining you, as well as what you give back. And to make sure that you're taking care of your body, like I said, also of your money matters, because we need money to be, you know, really to live an enjoyable life. Money is just another form of energy. It is connected to more than simply bills and coins. It is about the energy exchange. And so we all need that in order to take care of ourselves, for survival at the bare minimum, but also for abundance. And Taurus is a sign of abundance. And having money and being in those flows of money and knowing that you are worthy of receiving, and that actually you are a conduit of abundance, and you're a conduit of financial flow, because you receive money for your work, your services, your goods, your products, but then you also spend that money, right? You go to Whole Foods, you go to yoga, you buy your cute clothes, you buy a house, right? Like, the money is always flowing, always flowing. So we're all conduits of it. And I feel like this is a opening of those conduits when we are really in tune with the highest and best energies of Taurus. Now, Venus has been in Taurus for a little while now, actually since the beginning of April, and she is going to be moving into Gemini on April 25th. So we only have about a week left of Venus in Taurus, which is a sign that she loves, that she does well in. She wants to beautify your life. She wants you to make money and to enjoy yourself. So I hope that you're feeling that, because those are some of the gifts of Venus and Taurus. And we're going to see, well, in May, we'll have Mercury go into Taurus. So that energy will stretch into May as well. Now, I mentioned how we had Chiron just enter Aries, April 15th, and we have Mercury moving direct in Aries. So the Aries energy is going to stay with us, even though the sun is moving into Taurus and Uranus is moving into Taurus, we're still going to have that, those flames of what you want next, that burning energy, that initiation, that's still going to be in the mix. You're still going to feel it. And it'll depend on where the Aries energy is in your chart, where that is showing up. Now, our buddy Mars, he is still in Capricorn. And he's currently in the middle degrees. He's at about 17 degrees of Capricorn right now. And he is approaching a conjunction with Pluto. Now, that won't be until next week, 25th, 26th. But that's a dynamic, potentially explosive connection when Mars and Pluto meet up. Because Pluto is about getting under the surface into power dynamics, emotional intensity, what's really happening, what's really going on. And in Capricorn, it's in our leadership, people who are in leadership positions, who are authorities, who answer to no one, if you will. And then Mars comes through, and Mars is the god of war, and so he lights the match. And he shows up as the angry person yelling at the authority figure, saying, you can't do this, you can't get away with this. If you do this, there's going to be karma, there's going to be payback, there's going to be other things that come up and come forward. So when Mars and Capricorn meet up the middle of next week, we're going to probably have some new explosive revelations or secrets or more coming out about people in authority, government, big business, Wall Street. All of these are Capricornian institutions. So Mars is going to be basically triggering Pluto in Capricorn. And you'll just want to be aware of that because it'll be a good time to step back and to make sure that we're all wearing our adult outfits, with our, you know, properly tailored suits and ties and high heels and navy. That's what I picture Capricorn energy as. And to ensure that we're walking the talk. Now, this is also important because of Saturn in Capricorn and how Saturn just stationed retrograde a few days ago. Today, actually. On the 18th. Sorry, I was thinking it was the 16th. No, today, the 18th, is Saturn stationing retrograde in Capricorn at 9 degrees, and he says, now stop. Now stop, and let's check in. We're going to check in with what are you doing? What are you committed to? How is it working? How's it going? Is it too much? Then cut it. Then you need to let something go. You need to cut it off. And Capricorn energy is about our responsibility and our discipline to see something through. So whatever's on your plate right now, this week, is it too much? Are you overcommitted? Do you feel a time constraint? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel like you have to put some things aside or put it on the back burner? Because that's what this Saturn energy is asking us to realistically assess. Is it too much or not? Or is it okay? You've got it covered. You've got it covered, right? Right? That's what the Saturn check-in is. So Saturn is going to be retrograde for a few months. And during the retrograde period, we go back and look at what we started since January. So Saturn will be retrograde until 2 degrees. It's actually 2 degrees and 33 minutes until September 6th. So really from now until the end of summer, for those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, for those of you who are Americans, it's until Labor Day. Okay, from now until Labor Day, Saturn is in retrograde, going back to 2 degrees, and asking you to reassess, reprioritize, and recommit. But I love retrogrades. If you listen to my show, you know I love it because it's a wonderful time for your projects. And what needs to get done that you are like, I just need time to focus on this. Well, guess what? Saturn in Capricorn is focused on time to get things done. So look at what you can get done over the next few months. And it's probably something you already started. It's already underway. And you're looking at, okay, I need to finish this. I committed to it. I said I would do it. I have to be in my own integrity, and I'm going to finish this up. Now, the other thing that the Saturn retrograde does is we look at leadership. And we look at those people who are authorities, who are managers, CEOs, your boss. And we question our job, our work in the world. And we look at how that is in alignment with ourselves and saying, is this the work I want to be doing? Am I in my own integrity with this work? If not, what do I need to change? What do I need to alter? And because Saturn takes time, you might not have an immediate answer, or you might need time to figure it out or to sit with it. But we look at our work in the world because that's what Capricorn is about. It is about our public status, our job title, where we are putting professional energy out. And we look at if it's truly us and if it's really even satisfying. Because you can martyr yourself with Capricorn. You can say, oh, well, I have to do this for everyone else, and they expect this of me, and it's always so hard, and I never feel good about it. I never get recognized. I'm never really acknowledged for everything I do. That's also Capricorn. Because Capricorn is about work and being acknowledged for your hard work. And if that is out of place for you, if you don't feel that you're in a job or that you even have the mindset of that level of recognition, it's going to come up for you to look at so that ultimately you can make a better choice, a better choice. So I think there's going to be job shifts going on from now until September. And we're going to have this checking in point of, is this even the career I want? Because ultimately, how you build your professional world is how you spend your life. And are you doing what you want? And is this really you? And so that's what the Capricorn retrograde energy is really bringing us all in to look at. And it's also asking us to consider where we do want to put in the work. Saturn is going to be in Capricorn until 2020. He's just getting started. I mean, he's going all the way back to 2 degrees. So he's going to basically start the Capricorn journey again. It'll be a reset button, if you will. In September, it'll be a reset button for career, profession, status, goals, all that good stuff. And so that's one of the main energies right now, because whenever Saturn is slow, we feel it. And we feel it even through feeling sluggish, just overall slow. You know, on a related note, I live in Florida, and this time of year is when the turtles are beginning to nest and to mate. And so they move around more. And their tortoises, which are the ones that don't go in the water, that are land turtles, and then there are the turtles that are looking for the rivers and the ocean. And it's really common here to see the turtles on the side of the road. And so yesterday I saw one, I don't know how big, maybe 10 inches in diameter, and he was right on the white line of the street, and it made me nervous. I'm like, no, I got to help the turtles. So I stopped the car, got out, and you pick up a turtle to help it across the street, but the rule is you always keep the turtle going in the direction it wants to go. Like, you never turn the turtle around. You just support the direction he wants to go. So I pick him up, move him across the street so he wouldn't get hit, put him down. He peed on me. It's okay. I can take it. I guess that's normal. When you pick up a turtle, they'll pee on you. And then he was able to keep going on his journey. And I love how the turtles are more visible and come out during Taurus season, because they are sort of that animal of the Taurus, which is slow and steady wins the race, and stick with it and keep going. And I just thought too that it really coincides with the Saturn energy of what direction are you committed to going? And even if it takes a little bit to get there, it's worth it. And so one of the things I love about living in Florida is I love all the animals, all the birds, all the wildlife, all these things that we see around us. And the turtle, I feel, is such a strength, a symbol of strength. But it's not fast moving, right? And so you have to look at, well, what am I committed to for the long haul? And what is really important to me? I just feel that energy is strong. And I guess I'm using this turtle as the archetype, because you have to really make sure that you are on track for you. And that's what this whole new period is about. We're on the other side of a new moon in Aries, which is the beginning of the astrological energy. And it's a new start, a fresh beginning, the right direction that honors who you are, and it's meant to be in alignment with who you are. And I've given that image before of all seven chakras being in alignment, that sense of they're all solidly me. Like, there's no wobbly chakras, there's no dirty chakras. It's like I'm really clean and clear in the sense of this is who I am at this point in my life, at this point on my journey. And from there is when we start to create in this whole new energy dynamic. And, you know, I see it as this new energy on this side of the new moon in Aries. It lights up a new Merkaba energy. And I just think Merkabas are so gorgeous. And it's like this sense of a new life force, right? And new potentials and new energies and new light coming in that's all meant to vibrate you higher and feel a new sense of yourself. Now, even though we have these new energies, we still have healing. We still have lessons. We still are a work in progress. There's still things we release. But when you vibrate higher and faster, it shakes, those things can shake off faster. And it's funny that as I say that, I get the image of a dog after a bath that just shakes itself off, right? You know how dogs dry themselves. It's that kind of image of, well, I'm just going to shake it off. And you shake off an experience faster. And you shake off a lesson easier. And you shake off a hurt or a pain or anger more quickly, because you're vibrating faster and you're vibrating in a different energy field that allows you to just shake it off. And it doesn't have the same density as before. And that's something else that's really supported right now. And I hope you feel that, because there's more of that energy on the planet now, and there's more support for you to incorporate and integrate that into your world too. So it's interesting, because all of these planets and Earth signs, you know, they do move slower because they're moving with Earth energies, and they're more about the 3D practical world. But they can also vibrate faster, and that means they can manifest faster. And instead of having, okay, I'm getting the image of a really beautiful tree. And inside the tree, you would expect to see dense bark. But inside the tree, it's actually light. It's like a dense light. And so instead of having it be filled with the heavier energies, it's filled with lighter energies, which makes it just as strong and just as vibrant and just as well grounded and planted on the earth. But it's filled with something higher. And it feels like that's the experience of this new Earth energy, where we are very much physical vessels, but our DNA has changed, our cellular level has changed. Like, we've ascended or awakened to even more energies that are creating an expansion of light within us that feels just beautiful. And it just, it feels, well, light, as in lightweight, right? And lighthearted and lighten up and all these beautiful things that keep us in our joy and keep us in a stronger connection with happiness and gratitude and blessings. So we've entered that phase of it. This new moon was conjunct Uranus, that changes things instantly. And so I feel like all of this is just being activated right now, especially with the sun conjunct Uranus. That's probably why I'm talking about all this, because honestly, all this just came through out of nowhere. I had no plans for this. And so I'm just receiving this information and sharing it with you right away, because it's confirmation that things can feel lighter within you, regardless of the 3D world, regardless of the physical body, regardless of what you thought you needed or what you thought were solutions. It's like there's just more lightness. But it's so funny. I wish, oh my goodness, it's kind of like whipped cream, okay? Like, you know how it's like frothy and light and you can just, that's what I'm seeing. Very, very cool, just like a lightness, right? It's just that sense of it has texture, like shaving cream. And it has texture and, of course, it has density, but it's light. It's not heavily packed. I believe that shaving cream has a lot of air in it. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But it's like that, or meringue, right? Meringue, to create meringue, you beat the eggs a certain way so that the air pockets can come in. It's that kind of a lightness that has form and has texture, but it's just infused with something else. And so know that that is part of what is supporting you and moving you forward. And I feel like that actually is a nice counterbalance to the earth energies, because then you get that sense of lightness, like you're not weighed down by 3D. Because I know that a lot of you, you've already felt new waves of ascension and you've moved up and you've been on the spiritual journey for a long time and you feel different. And I guess this is just confirmation that, yeah, you're in a whole new playground right now. This is an exciting time to be really clear about your intentions. Now, from now until the full moon is in Scorpio at 9 degrees, and it's on April 29th and 30th. The full moon in Scorpio is known as the Buddha full moon because it is when Buddha was born, became enlightened, and died. And it's connected with the Buddha holiday and celebration called Vesak, or Vesak, depends on how you pronounce it, which is one of the biggest celebrations all around the globe for Buddhists worldwide. And so it is a celebration of transformation. And the Scorpio, upcoming Scorpio full moon, is showing you what you need to leave behind. So we have all these incoming energies of support and light and inspiration and motivation and hopefully money and finances, all kinds of good stuff. And then by the end of the month, you might feel like something has to die and release and be let go because it's no longer connecting with this new version of you, this new Merkaba energy field. So that's what we're just paying attention to. So over the next few weeks, just observe and see what is no longer me and what do I not want to put my time towards, my energy towards, my money towards, what is not right for me, who is not right for me. Wherever this energy is for you, 9 degrees of Scorpio, is where there is a transformation underway that is about letting go of something. Now, I just uploaded a video on YouTube with very specific teachings and information about this full moon. Okay, so go to my YouTube channel, Conscious Cool Chic Molly McCord, and you'll see this video where I go through the chart of the Scorpio full moon and talk about the energies and what the planets are saying to each other it's a great way to not only learn astrology, but to see how it all comes together. So, I feel like we've covered some good things in this show. And keep in mind that some energies will be stronger for you. For example, if you have anything, any planets at 9 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, you're going to feel the Saturn energy more than anything. So just know that, okay, that some planets could be working with you more personally, and that's the dominant energy you'd be feeling right now. Of course, this is just a general reading. I do astrology sessions. If you would like to book a session with me, you can see more at the link under this show, and it'd be great to connect with you and see what is coming up in your world and on your personal path. In the meantime, my friends, I'm going to sign off right now. I feel like this is a good message that came through. I hope it resonated with you and felt right for what is coming up in your world and in your life. Thank you so much for your time, energy, and presence. I so appreciate those of you who are connecting on YouTube and through email. Thank you for your messages. And, of course, I'm on Facebook and Instagram as well if you want to connect there, where I post more regular updates. Thank you so much. We're doing this together. We all do this work together to benefit ourselves individually and collectively, and I'm just so grateful for all the amazing people such as yourself who are connected to this show. So thank you very much, friends, and I'll see you next Wednesday for another live broadcast. Thank you, and have a beautiful week ahead. Bye-bye.